brave, 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 brave Prince Harry. He could have stayed home, but he went to war because he knows what we're fighting for. Brave, 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 brave Prince Harry.
Commander Harry, we have apparently and inadvertently come upon an Iraqi terrorist group that has let down its guard for the moment to take a swim and enjoy some ham sandwiches. Should I order our attack, sir?
Well, not sure that's entirely necessary.
Well, we are at war, sir.
Not a very popular one, though, are we? I think we can all admit to that, right?
Indeed, sir, indeed. However, do not at least seize the terrorist group at their moment of absolute weakness and take them in for questioning seems, well, neglectful at best.
Assuming that they even are terrorists, I for one would hate to make that mistake. That would be bloody embarrassing.
Sir, they've hung this sign we've seized from their pool cabana reading, Iraqi terrorists taking a break for lunch and a swim. If you have stumbled upon us at this very vulnerable moment in our lives and are in fact among the infidels, please, 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 in the name of Allah, don't attack us, for we would surely prove incapable of defending ourselves. Signed, Ahmed, parenthesis, Iraqi terrorist, parenthesis.
Clearly a trap.
A trap, sir! They're naked and playing bloody Marco Polo!
Well, it's a clever trap.
Commander Harry, I can appreciate your royal status, but in the history of war, an easier decision has never presented itself. By their own admission, the enemy is absolute indefensible.
And what of that chap? The one in the hammock, pretending to sleep. Is he not but 10 yards from his pants?
Are you suggesting, Prince Harry, that the highly trained military troop you command could be wiped out by a hammock-restricted, comatose, naked terrorist and his lethal pair of bloody bloomers?
It is a large belt, though, isn't it?
A large belt, sir!
Too large for my taste. They've simply gone us over a barrel, Corporal. Send out the command to retreat. Cheerio! Brave, 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 brave Prince Harry. He went to war, spite his royal name. Then he tucked his tail and he ran in shame. Brave, brave, brave Prince Harry.
Tucked my tail? Well, I think I've heard quite enough of that. Why we're the only bloody army left in the world that still employs minstrels remains a mystery to me.
Prince Harry, you've been real signed to. Prince Harry? Prince Harry? Oh, there you are, sir. Hiding beneath the old desk.
Of course, sir.
Hiding? Hardly. I'm strategizing.
Strategizing, sir?
That's correct. Strategizing.
Of course you are, sir.
And the ducky and teddy bear companions you're clutching, sir? They too are strategizing?
Chief advisors.
Sir, I couldn't help but notice the glow beneath the desk. Are you logged on to Travelocity.com, sir?
Yes. I like gnomes.
Gnomes, sir?
Yes, gnomes! Little tiny yard trolls, gnomes!
Right, sir. So, I've been sent to inform you, Prince Harry, your regiment has been reassigned, sir, to Baghdad.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, sir!
Inform the general that Grandmama has sent for me. She requests my presence at once. Something about reaching something on the top shelf she can't get to. I've always done that sort of thing for her. Good day, Private.
Brave, 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 brave Prince Harry. He went to war like a steely fox, but once the fight began, he pissed his socks. Brave, 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 brave Prince Harry.
That is a bloody lie. Okay, minstrel, you've gone too far. Put down your wood flute, sir. Lift your knickers and raise your fists in defense of a royal thrashing. Indeed, Patsy, it's time I taught you a...
Brave, brave, brave. Brave Prince Harry.